book of Habakkuk. That's one of the called the minor prophets, but it's only reason it's called minor because it's a short book. It has a great message. The message is not minor. It's just called one of the minor prophets. And as you turn to Habakkuk, there's three little chapters, and we're going to see our country and our world because through the eyes of Habakkuk, because Habakkuk in his time looked kind of bad for his country, his nation, Israel. To me, as we see this country and to see this world, I believe this world is really coming unraveled. I really believe this country is coming unraveled. I believe this country is coming apart. And I believe the ages, as we know of it, is really winding down. I really do believe this. And Habakkuk, he said the same thing many years ago. But it tells us, if we look through the eyes of Habakkuk, how to stay wrapped up in Jesus Christ when the world is coming apart. And that's what's very, very important to us as we see this country. And I know this country is coming apart and this world too. But we need to stay wrapped up in Jesus Christ. If not just our nation, did you know yourself and your family is really unraveling and coming apart, and even in people's personal lives? Probably this end time, I'm probably going to preach a message on the family if the Lord let me. That's where he led me to. We in terrible shape in our families in this country where people realize it or not. And that's one of the reasons we're having so many problems in our country, because of our family and the bomb has been dropped on our family. But the night we see the country as a whole, and you know, people think this worldly system that we live in is just going to get better and better, and mankind's going to get smarter and smarter, and it's going to keep going on and on. Because you see, this world is, what, 50 billion years old, and it gets older all the time. All of a sudden, these signs are getting billions and billions and millions and millions and million years old. They just think it's been here for all the time. But we know what God says, and it's not going to keep going like it's going. Now, we know that for sure if you believe God's word. This worldly system is going to wind down because Jesus Christ is going to come back. Now, they didn't believe that the flood was going to come in Noah's days, and people don't believe that Jesus Christ is going to come and put an end to this, but I'm telling you, with the word of God, they're going to be a rapture one day. Then after the rapture, they're going to be what they call the great tribulation. And the Christians won't be there. We're going to be out of this world. There'll be many there to face the Antichrist, but we won't be there ourselves. This country, United States, we think that we God's darling children, this country. And because we've been called a Christian nation. And God has blessed us, has he not, as a nation? And did you know one of the main reasons that God has blessed this nation? Because we have took up and been supportive of the nation of Israel. And not only that, we have sent more missionaries to foreign parts of the world than any other nation on the face of this earth. But it's reversing now that for long they may have to send missionaries to the United States because, you see, they don't want to acknowledge God. But we're not as good as people think we are, because they think, you know, that we're God's people, this Christian nation, and we're not going to have any real problems. You know, we're just going to live in peace and tranquility until the Lord comes and raptures and all of us going to go up to heaven. But there are going to be some tribulations to each one of us. And the closer we get for the coming of the Lord, of the raptured church, there are going to be some tribulation. We're going to understand that. 1 Corinthians 10:6 says, "Now these things were or became our example, to the extent we should not lust after the evil things as they also lusted." Now that's talking about the nation Israel and everything that happened unto them. Is for us to read the Old Testament and understand that's an example for us to live by. And don't fall for the things that they fell for. It's our example. But as we see the Bible to coming events, as the coming events gets closer and closer, see, there's nothing that's got to happen. Jesus Christ can come back tonight. All signs has been met. There's nothing else that needs to happen on God's timetable. Jesus could come back tonight, right now, anytime. Nothing else has to be happen on the prophet calendar. But when we see these things are happening, getting closer and closer, like we see one currency in this world is coming to one currency, whether you believe it or not, one world power and all that. This is what's going to be setting up after the rapture. So the more we see it coming, we know the rapture between now and then. So all these Bible events that happened, that just cast a shadow ahead of time that Jesus was talking about this great tribulation. All the shadows that we're seeing happening today, it's just between now and then we know that the rapture is going to come. Mark 13:8 said, these things will be the beginning of sorrow. And I'm telling you, we're going to be beginning some sorrow in this country. That sorrow means birth pain, ladies. Y'all know more about that than men do. I can assure you that. We'll not enter in the great tribulation. We will not be here. We will not enter in the great tribulation. But some living here today is going to see some tribulation, I believe. Just before the rapture of the church, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some tribulation for us to go through. And we're going to see some things, and probably maybe some living here today, and I might be one of them, is going to see some things and know some things nationally and also internationally we have never known or believed before it could happen into this world. It's going to happen. Great tribulation. God is going to judge this world with war and famine and trouble and pestilence, and they're going to be tribulation. But also we're going to have some private tribulation. Sometimes people may be going through it now, maybe a physical problem, maybe a heartache of some type or another, maybe sorrow, sickness, distress. Family, loved ones are sick. Whatever it might be, as we pray tonight for all the families, you know, and we keep praying for them to be healed. And then as we pray for them, a lot of people have family sick, and we've been praying for a long time, but they're not healed. Thank the Lord that some are. But I've been praying, but they're not healed. What's he saying? Well, the devil would like for you to think that if there is a God, and we've been praying for all this, he must not care. Because we've been offering up prayers for our loved one for a long time and nothing happened. He must not care. If he does care, he must not be able to do anything about it. Now, the devil will really try to trick you up in this area. And even in the country, don't we pray for our country all the time? And God help this country, God help our country. Well, God, how come you ain't doing something? Either you don't care about this country or either you ain't got the power to straighten it out. Now, that's what Habakkuk was telling God about the nation of Israel. Look at the prayers, Rebecca. As we look at the sickness around the world and family members, and we see the wars, and we see crime and rape and murder and hunger and sickness, and we just look at Washington, D.C. and shake our head in the White House, and that's even a worse shape. Is God, are you weak and you just don't care about these problems? Well, Habakkuk gives us the answer of what seemed like for every day is what we ask. Habakkuk answered this. Israel was going through some dark days. And I'm going to tell you, the United States is going through some dark days. And our world is going through some dark days. A whole lot darker days than most people realize, I can tell you that we're going through right now. And why they were going through this problem, the nation of Israel, was because they forgot God. And that is exactly the reason that we're going through the problems that we're going through in this country, because we have forgot God. Come over to the news, where a school, I believe, is up there in Washington or somewhere or another, where they're going to, the Islam, they wanted their holidays because be recognized for all. Y'all see on television, be recognized, they want the holidays in school because the Jewish and also the Christian got their holidays, and they want the Islamic holidays, and they want theirs. So the school board, they just decided they just mark them all off. They just won't have any holidays. There'll be days they be out of school, but they won't call them Christmas holidays or Hanukkah or whatever else. They just have a holiday. Can you ever see anybody? They want God out of everything. No mention of God. And it gets worse, and y'all know how it is. I could tell you about what's happening, and it just makes you want to shake all over. But I tell you, God, for us to learn, he's still on his throne, and he's in control. And that's what he's going to tell Habakkuk. And I need about an hour and a half. I don't know. I ain't got but 20 minutes. So I reckon you're going to have to listen fast. But that's what he was telling Habakkuk. I am on my throne. And I want you to listen close, because that's what he's telling us. And it's awful scary to look around our world and see. But don't worry. God's on his throne. And he says, I am in control. And I care about you. I care about a country. I want you to learn this, he says. I want you to learn that I got a plan and I care about you. God cares about his children. He cared about the nation Israel and he took care of the nation Israel, but different ways than what Habakkuk ever thought he was going to do. So we have a perplexed problem here, a problem of all kind. Now the background is that the nation of Israel lived just about like the United States. They had sacrificed their children. They have left God out. They was worshiping idols. They weren't offering up the sacrifices to Jehovah. They had got away from God totally. And for that reason, that God was sending another nation against them. A wicked nation, the Chaldeans, we read about. They're the Babylonians of it. That's what they are. That's called the Chaldeans, but they're the Babylonians. And he's going to send that Chaldeans or the Babylonian nation. It's 10 times worse than nation Israel, but he's going to send a worse nation, a more evil nation against the nation Israel. And this was another perplexed problem that Habakkuk didn't understand. And I could say tonight, why in the world would God let North Korea come against the United States as bad as they are? They kill their own people. I mean, they are very, very vicious people. And God, would you allow them? Hey, we do at least recognize God in this country. But you allow a nation those nations come against us? Well, that's what Habakkuk's thought when he finds out. Verse 1, chapter 1, the burdens which Habakkuk the prophet did see. He had a crushed heart. And you and I tonight, God's people, and those are cares about our country. I have a burden for this country. Do y'all? I have a burden for this country. He had a crushed heart for God's people. We're taking advantage of all the time Christian bashing, and our country is falling. And I really did want for my offspring, my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, I want them to have the same country that I've had. I really, really do. A nation that loved God and a nation that only God had control of and the power. And the reason that we are a great nation is because of God, because we've honored God is the reason. And I wanted my family to have the same type of a country to grow up in that I have. Well, Habakkuk is the same thing. When he says that burden that God showed him, a revelation of the nation Israel. And I think that God has showed all of us, because we're here tonight, I think God has really showed us a revelation of what's going to happen to this country if we keep going in the shape it's in. Anybody got any doubt? Anybody got any doubt what direction, if we keep going this direction, what God's going to do to this country? Well, Habakkuk knew this, and he had a very crushed heart. And for all of us, too. And it says there in verse 2, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. He prayed. And when he prayed, as we pray, he prayed. He said, I prayed, and I prayed, and things getting worse. Pray for the United States. God bless America. Pray for our leaders. And it seems like things get worse. What are we going to do, Habakkuk? Well, in that verse 2, there's two cries there. The first cry is a different word in the Hebrew language is a second cry. The first cry is a plea for help. God help us. If you ever had, God help our country. And your prayers, God help our country. That's the first cry. But the next word is a shout. Oh, God. It's a scream, kind of screaming at God. God, help our country. God, are you deaf? Can't you hear? Whenever we've been praying about this country and what's happening, why don't you do something, God? Almost as he was angry at God. But heaven was silence. Nothing came back. Nothing changed. Just getting worse. God bless America, but things get worse. How long we got to pray about this, God? How long have we got to pray about it? But things were silence. God seemed like he was just indifferent. He just weren't doing anything, didn't care. Next thing, God seemed like he's inactive. He's not doing anything. Not doing nothing. So verse 3 and 4 says, why dost thou show me this iniquity and call me to behold grievance? For spoil and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slack, and judgment does never go forth. For the wicked do compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceeded. Does that sound like America today? I mean, exactly like you see the news or reading the paper. Man, law is slack. We don't have any judgment. The wicked does things above and beyond would ever recognize. Lord, this world's in a mess. Have you noticed that, God? Our country's in a mess, old Habakkuk would say. Have you noticed the country is in a mess? Violence everywhere. This world and also the United States, we're in a mess. Habakkuk said, Lord, you ain't noticed? This thing's in a mess. Jeremiah 8 and 12 says, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nah. They were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that falleth in the time of their visitation. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. The time shall come. They don't blush. They don't care. There was a time in our country when somebody was a homosexual. The country said, man, there's something wrong with you. And there's still something wrong with them. They mentally and spiritually bad shape. But now, you see, it's proud to be a homosexual. Proud, laugh. And the world, the country, our country accepts them. They don't even blush about it anymore. That's part of what I'm going to be speaking about Sunday. Same as Habakkuk days, the different type of problems, but they didn't blush anymore. The murders that we have in our country. I don't think our country could even blush anymore because they're proud of their sins. Y'all know we're proud of our sins in our country? We are proud of our sins. Our streets, United States streets, has become just a swamp of the breed crime across the streets in this country. Lord, don't you care? God, he seemed like he's just indifferent. He's just so inactive. And God, he seemed like he's inconsistent. He's not doing nothing. Verse 5 and 6 says, behold, ye among the heathens, and regard and wonder marvelous, for I will work a work in your day, God says, in which ye will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I will rise up the Chaldeans, Babylonians, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. He said, I'm fixing to do something. I'm fixing to do something, but it's inconsistency of what Habakkuk thought God was all about. God, you going to let that nation, it's 10 times worse than we are, come in here and destroy us? That's inconsistency of Habakkuk thinking about God could do something like that. He said, I'm going to do it. And he began to speak, and Habakkuk, he said, man, listen, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear the United States is going down. I don't want to hear the United States is not going to be number one power in all areas of this world. Do y'all want to hear that? I don't want to hear that. Habakkuk didn't want to hear that either. God says, I'm going to stop this crime and violence. But not for a while. He says it's going to get worse, Habakkuk. You mean to tell me our country's going to get worse? Yep, it's going to get worse. You reckon our United States is going to get worse? I believe it will. I'm going to send these Babylonians. They're bitter and they're greedy. And you won't be able to stop them. You see, we think because of the United States, our powers and our bombs and our military and our mights, and we think the reason that we're number one, and majority of people in our country thinks that we're number one because of the power we have in our military, the power we have there in our money and our dollars and everything else and our technology and intellectual. We think that's the reason that we're great. No other country don't have what we got, but you know what it is? It's God. It's God. And, you know, God's going to take the hedge down around this country. Hedge coming down. And he says, you won't be able to stop them. You won't believe it now. God, you going to let this Islamic terrorist, like this ISIS group, are you going to let them come up and just kill thousands and thousands of people? Maybe have some what they call the dirty bombs and bring them to this country? Or North Korea, whatever it might be. He said, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do, Habakkuk. I'm going to use this old country, 10 times worse than you are, to bring you to your knees. Verses 12 and 13. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not die, O Lord. Thou hast ordained them for judgment. And, O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art of pure eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thou tongue when will the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he? God, look at this. You have picked the wrong crowd to come against Israel. They're not worse than we are. You picked that wrong crowd. They're not the ones that really need to punish Israel. They're worse than what we are. We're not that bad. We're bad, God, but we're not all that bad. We're not near as bad as the Babylonian Empire. We're not near as bad as the Babylonians or Chaldeans. We're not bad as those radical Islamists. We're not near that bad. And God, you going to allow them to do that to us? John 16 and 12 says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. That's what he's telling us. I got some things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. We do not live by explanation. This country is going down, but we live by promises. You see, if God was to explain what's fixing to happen in this country, just like he said, if I was going to explain it to you back, you couldn't understand it. If God could explain what's going to happen in this country, God is going to judge, is judging this country right now. It's coming, it's been a coming. We think it's moving slow, but it's moving a lot faster than you think it is. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. United States, we're not that bad. Oh, we have our liquor business that makes billions of dollars and robs people of their food and their clothing and housing and alcoholics in the country. We got a liquor business. We got a crime. Abortion, rape, you know, robbery, pride, materialism, drugs, lottery. But on our money, we put in God we trust. That ought to help some. You see, we're not as bad as those Islamic. We have it on our money, and God we trust. God's on the outside. God, we could say, look at China, look at Russia, look at North Korea. You going to let one of them come and overthrow us? You see, they're not a shred of scriptures. Not one little diddle of scriptures that tells us that the United States is going to be the world power, what, at the end time. Not a first bit of scripture mentioned the United States. Between now and then, we know one thing, as this country begins to fall, and it's already falling, it's going to fall, and it's going to fall fast. I'm not just preaching a doom message because, you see, the last part of it, there's praise in it. And oh, Habakkuk, praise God. If we do not repent and get right, God is going to bring this nation down, and they're going to be doing worse things to us than they did to the nation Israel. He brought the nation Israel to her knees by a cruel nation than they was, and he could do the same thing for us. We pray and ask God to bless us, bless this country, many people. And then they go to the voting booth and they vote with people as far as things that are so ungodly. And we ask God to bless Christians that go and vote for people and support homosexuality. If we do not return, now we may have an upturn in our economy now. Things might get better for our economy. If we don't get right with God, I tell you, we might have an upturn, and I believe we're fixing to have an upturn in our economy. I think things could turn around. You know, and churches should be filled up. Is that right? they ought to be filled up. Wednesday night ought to be a crowd filled up on Wednesday night. But you see, God's not really interested in our upturn of this country. He's not really interested in the economy of our country. He's not protecting the economy of our country. He's interested in him getting the glory for himself. And you know what's one of the things that's wrong with our country? Because God's not getting the glory about our country. And the same thing is about my life and about your life as Christians. We do not live our life, and we're not close enough to God most of the time that people can see us and give God the glory for our life. Same thing as our nation as a whole. God's not really interested in how healthy you are, although he is, but he's more interested in how holy that you are. Back at the same way as our country. Now in chapter 2, golly, in chapter 2, verse 1, he begins to tell Habakkuk what he's going to do. And Habakkuk began to stop shouting at God and began to start listening to God. And Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1, he says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Well, he stops shouting. He starts listening. All right, God, show me. Show me what to do. He said, I'm going to show you. When I show you, I don't want you to forget it. So those three next things we find, the proper perspective. And you see, the reality of the scriptures. You've got to rely on what's fixing to happen in our country. Now listen, the day you're living in, and these things you can count down and write down the reality of scripture, the liability of scripture. You better depend on them. Because in verse 2 of that chapter 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. This is the word of God. And make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth it. Habakkuk is coming. I'm going to give you now a revelation and write it down that you might run with it and tell others. Why are you going to do this, Habakkuk? Why? Well, about 3,000 years later, the people in Pleasant Hill Baptist Church are going to be looking at their nation. They're going to need this. We need it. People need it today in our country, in Pleasant Hill. They need this right now. They need this message. Verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. I'll come. A time coming now. It's coming. It's going to come. Appointed time. But at the end of it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Just as you reading this on black and white happened to the nation Israel, is going to happen to our country and any country that forgets God. Reliability of the scripture, what God says, it will happen. Eternal promise. God's chosen people, a nation Israel, this can't happen to us. United States, in God we trust, a Christian nation, this can't happen to us. Write it down. This vision is going to come, and it will not tarry. It is appointed a time when it's going to come. How are we going to get by? Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. That's what's going to happen. That's what happened to Habakkuk. That's what's going to happen to our country. But you see, we got the proper perspective. We got these scriptures. We know that God cannot lie. And I wish I had time to go a lot further than what I have here, because you see, he's going to take care of the sinner. You see that in verse 5. And he's going to show you that we see, even in this country, you're going to see the people that lives to go through this. You're going to see the reign of the Savior. You're going to see, have faith in God. You're going to see Jesus and what he might do with God's people. And you see, we're going to praise. Praise is rooted in revelation. You know, God has revealed things to you. That's the reason you're here tonight. You know what? You're praising God tonight. I'm praising God because he's revealed that I don't have to go through the tribulation. He has revealed that through his word, revelation. Anybody that knows Jesus Christ will praise him. You know why people don't come? They don't praise him. They don't know him. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to a place that Jesus made for me. I can praise him because I know him. And he says, you know, I'm going to make a place for you. And when you understand praise is rooted in revelation that he's given you, God chose to reveal himself to me through his word and the Holy Spirit of God, and to you through his word and the Holy Spirit of God, that he's going to take care of us. And if that don't make you praise, I don't know what will. Praise God. And praise is recognizing the reality that it's going to happen. It's appointed and it shall not pass. And this praise results in rejoicing. And all heaven's going to sing one of these days. And I could go on and go on and go on. Watch it. He said, because you may not understand it when I tell you. Because your thoughts are my thoughts. My ways are far above your ways. And I can tell you what's going to happen in this country. But if I was to tell you, you wouldn't believe it. But God's going to do a work on this nation. He's going to do a work. Now, I don't know how he's going to do it. He might use another nation, or he might cut our water off. You know, people get thorn about oil. I tell you what, a bottle of water is worth a whole lot more than oil if you're thirsty. We don't know how he's going to do it. Well, one thing he says, I'm in control, Abaka, and I'm on my throne. He says, it's going to happen, but you can still praise God. You see, the reason it brought me these scriptures, because there's a lot of things that's happened to our church and the people of our church and our community, death, sickness, and difficulties for several weeks, you know, and looks like our nation, I mean, it's on the way down, maybe a little uplift here and there, but, you know, we can look to God. We can look to God because it hadn't shook him up a bit. He's not worried about what's going to happen. He knows. Habakkuk, I'm ready. When he gets right on time, I'll do something. I'm glad we hadn't gotten to wait for this president to do something. And I tell you, revival won't come through the White House. It won't come through the Washington, D.C. or the Congress. It's got to come through the church house. And if our country don't repent and turn back to God, God will have no other choice but to judge us under his judgment, which I believe is already coming. I believe it is. But we can still praise him because we have a revelation that we said to start with. One of the revelations is we ain't got to go through the great tribulation. Although we'll have tribulation, but we ain't got to face the Antichrist. Anybody say he won't face the Antichrist? We can recognize the reality that it's coming. Those people that's had a chance to be saved, and they know they should accept the God, and they have turned it down. When that time comes, they'll be left to face the Antichrist. It's going to be too late for them. Praise results in rejoicing because God's going to take care of us. Thank you so much, Brother Barry. If you will, just a moment, we're going to have a silent prayer. I needed another hour, but anyway.